Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Jonathan Gray here. We're working on some technical details of how to connect to Jonathan. And we're trying to see if we can connect to him again. I think, if I remember correctly, I think Jonathan just disconnected, and I think we need to reconnect by phone to him because his Skype connection isn't going to work because he can hear us, but we can't hear him, so his microphone's not properly operating. Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan. Oh, he's not connecting. Okay, so he's basically trying to connect with his Skype. Okay, try again, Jason, at see if his Skype will connect, because now he's not answering the phone either. Okay, now, I want to talk about preparedness. We talked about this a bit in hour number two, at the top of the hour with Amy and Legacy. We talked with Calvi Smith about preparedness of getting out of the, quote, system. The fact is that what's going on with our population is we're not really prepared in our modern electronic culture and cyber culture, I call it, to be able to respond and survive anything. And that's really disturbing because it means that people are not ready to deal with the facts of what's going on in our culture. Now, let's look at where we are in time. Where we are in time is really quite concerning. What we have is a situation where we have a president who's doing a lot of good things with the economy. He's wanting to strengthen our wall and our military. He's going to probably build a wall with the Pentagon and the Army Corps of Engineers. He's having a tremendous amount of negative things happening to him, and he's getting poor advice in terms of how to stop the proliferation of nuclear weapons. Now, you need to start preparing for the fact of this spiritually and otherwise, and I believe the best preparation, number one, physically, is to actually have a home church. I'm strongly recommending people get home churches, not big churches or even small churches. I believe that when the hammer comes down, all the public churches are going to become infiltrated and controlled, and that only the home churches which will survive the tyranny that's coming. Because the swamp monsters and the Democrats, I call the demon rats, and the globalists are not going to go away. They're just literally going underground for a period of time. And it's very likely that, in fact, if the Democrats take, if not the House now or in 2020, they will probably take it back in 2024, because I don't see any moves to actually, you know, have someone that will take over after Trump to prevent the reversal of all the things Trump has done. And that needs to happen. We need to have a Trump-like council. I guess she can have counsel a new president to make sure if he's a GOP or that he does the right things. Now, why is this important? It's because you need to take personal responsibility not only for getting a home church, but also training people to be prepared spiritually and physically for what's coming, because what's coming is very nasty. Now, we just had Shana Tova, which is the Jewish New Year, and the state of Israel is under grave danger right now. In fact, the fact of Trump threatening Idlib if they use chemical weapons, the Syrians, is bad, because we need to have a dialogue with Russia to not only back them off from literally the proxy state of North Korea, but also to back them off. Let's see if we can reattach to our friend Jonathan. Let's see if he will reconnect here for us. Yeah, you're not getting any luck with getting there. I'm going to try to see if I can connect by phone, because he's not connecting by via Skype. We could do that maybe on
the
next
page. The customer you are calling is unavailable at the moment.
Uh-oh.
Please try again later.
Uh-oh. That's not good. Looks like we're not going to make it today because he's not answering his phone now. That's real bad. So anyway, here's my feeling. I'm feeling that the people that didn't prepare when they have Florence heading towards them, the people didn't prepare for Katrina, the people didn't prepare for disasters or even look at the causes of things like 9/11 or Oklahoma City, they should understand that with lots of things we can do, for example, for fire retardation in Northern California, properly getting rid of the duffs and the dead trees, building back roads so you can go in and put a fire break, making sure there's no drones in the air, especially ones that can have green lasers or ways of igniting fire. There were so many drones in the air in Northern California a few months ago that it was interfering with helicopters dropping fire retardant. This is not a theory. This is a fact. I have military and firefighter personnel who have contacted me directly. So what you need to realize is that there's evil abounding in America, and that we're actually, our intel agencies are completely out of control. 9/11 was actually a military coup of our government and one of the final steps to actually bring us under martial law. Patriot Act 1, which you can read from the U.S. Printing Office, or the sections we call Patriot Act 2, which came in pieces, basically have taken away tyranny, but they haven't enacted it yet because they don't have full martial law. In these states now, North and South Carolina, etc., they do have martial law today in the next few days because they actually are bringing under total control of the government. Now, the government always fumbles things up. They always do. This is not an anomaly. This is an ugly fact. And that's why I want people to start realizing what's going on here, is that you want to start kind of understanding how far things are way out of control. And I think it's important that people start grasping that there's a spiritual side to this, which also meshes with the physical side. If you understand that God's telling people to get out of the Babylonian system, it means to disconnect yourself from the citizenship in a country that's chattelized your citizenship, that you need to have food, water, preparation, electricity. That's why we're getting sun-run solar. We may be drilling for a water well in the next number of months. And we want to be prepared to make sure we can help our neighbors because they're partially prepared. In fact, I remember my neighbors here in our 8-home gated community come and said, hey, if the power goes out, in fact, we had a party, I think it was last year, our party for our summer party for all of our HOA, because my wife is the secretary. And it turned out that everybody else's power was out on the party, but ours is still on because we had a 20-kilowatt generator. In fact, enough so that people had a long power line that could run to their home and keep their fridge going. So you need to be prepared for the fact that disaster is not maybe going to happen, it is going to happen, that economic chaos is going to happen, and that many of these things are actually engineered to make sure they get further control of you, the citizen of America or Australia, New Zealand, Canada, whatever. And each country has a little different twist on how they're doing that control. Like in China, the tech companies like Google is actually working to actually implement tech control of the citizenry in China and rate them. So that's why this is so important to understand that. Let me see if I can reconnect to Jonathan, see if he's available again. Let's see. Can we connect? See if we can get another connection here.
The customer you are calling is unavailable.
Oh, no. All right. Let's see if we can try the other line here. See if that'll work. I got a couple numbers here. I got a couple. I'll try another connection, see another line. I have all of us Skype lines here to Jonathan.
Hello, yes, Jonathan here.
Hi, Jonathan. We're still not connecting through Skype, so we're going to keep you on the phone line until the next break, and then we'll try to see if we can get you to work your microphone through the little magic of Skype. I'd like to get your perspective. You wanted to do a special today. I want you to talk, because we have the disaster of Florence hitting the United States, the largest storm to hit the United States north of Florida in American history. This, by the way, with technology, which I know about space-based technology, doesn't need to happen. We have 9/11, which was an inside job and a military coup of the United States. We've had multiple things that Kelby Smith talked about in the second hour from his advocates, that actually America has been set up to become the Babylon of the end times, isn't it? It's the most powerful nation in history, and its intel agencies and its tech companies are actually taking over the world, aren't they, in terms of information flow, which is why they're trying to sanction them in Europe. We know that even in Australia, they've actually banned, I think, a lot of the actions of Amazon. They're coming to destroy local markets and businesses there in Australia. And you're probably familiar with that, right? How Amazon is not being accepted with open arms in Australia, probably New Zealand too, right?
Definitely.
So I want you to kind of tell us what things you want to cover today in the special, because I believe in this last 60 days before the midterms, it's a dry run for what I call the tribulation. We have a very high likelihood of a false flag event, whether it's the superstorm that has plausible deniability, a dirty bomb, a power outage, or an economic collapse is very likely, and people are not prepared for anything, are they? And the problem is, if they're not prepared on the physical level, they're going to lose their salvation on the spiritual level too, aren't they?
Well, the two are linked, yeah.
So what would you like to talk about today? Go ahead.
Well, actually, we were in the beginning of the series on the discoveries, but if you want to talk about something else, that's fine.
Yeah, and I want you to talk about those discoveries. Go ahead and do that. Let's get into it when we come back, because I've thrown off my usual situation by our tech problems here, but now hopefully we'll overcome those on the break here and we'll get you back on track.
Well, that would be good.
Okay, great. So stay on the phone line. We'll see if you can reconnect through Skype, okay? Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Let's go through some of these specials. We talked about this last week. We just got started on them. We talked about a lot of things like Ron Wyatt's five major discoveries. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, I think it would be good to continue on this because we see the hand of God in this, and the events that took place actually were unearthly, quite miraculous, every step of the way.
Right.
And when we got involved in it with a skeptical attitude, the same miracles began to happen. And we experienced exactly the same as Ron Wyatt said he was experiencing.
Right.
Now, as Ron Wyatt explored the ashen remains of buildings in the Israeli desert, he knew these were ruins of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, but he needed something more, evidence that would convince a skeptical world. Now, the Bible says that these cities were destroyed by fire and falling brimstone, that's sulfur. But up till now, the evidence of this was not visible. The loose ash had covered everything. But on Ron's next visit, his prayer was answered. He went in to find that rain had just fallen. Yes, in the desert, rain had just fallen. And rain is such a rare occurrence in this area. There's as little as a quarter of an inch of rain a year at that time. That's 6.25 millimeters.
Right.
But this rain had only just fallen before he walked in, and the rain had splashed away the thin film of ash that normally blows on top of the evidence, concealing it in sight. But now, there they were, exposed by the rain, embedded in the ash were balls of burnt sulfur, brimstone. Millions of them. And here was actual evidence that fire and brimstone did once rain down upon this area. Now, when I went in, my experience was very, very similar. Of my 8 expeditions to Gomorrah, I believe it was something around about the 5th visit in, that I took some professional cameramen in with me, I wanted so badly for the world to see these unique sulfur balls, but most of the time you don't see them because the wind blows the ash over the cover of them.
Right.
And since I knew that prayer did work, for me it had worked on many occasions, I prayed again just before I left Australia. And this was also going to be my wife Josephine's first visit. I really wanted her to see them too. And so we drove in on our four-wheel drive. And it was dark. It was about 9 o'clock at night. And our vehicle bumped its way across the desert and entered the ruins. And we turned right into a cul-de-sac and stopped. Well, now, I was seated next to the driver in the front of the vehicle. I threw the door open and I slid to the ground. And then from her seat behind me, Josephine did likewise. She had a flashlight in her hand and she shone it straight down and then she screamed. "Look," she said, "it's just been raining. See the impressions in the ash." And then she shone the light between my feet, and there it was, a sulfur ball between my feet.
And wow, that's amazing.
And so the cameraman got out, he ran around to our side, I picked up the sulfur ball, about the size of a kid's marble, and I examined it. And so then I called out, "Does anyone have a spoon?" Well, Brett, the driver, he fumbled in his bag and he handed me a spoon. And then I called out, "Anyone got matches?" Well, they came fast. Everyone was, well, so excited. This was everyone else's first expedition. I placed the sulfur ball on the spoon. I struck the match. And a purple bluish light began to grow bigger. And it lit up the area around so we could lay down our ground sheets with strong light. And here was something, believe it, here was something that long, long ago had come out of the sky burning. The ash had then smothered the ball and the fire had gone out. And now 4,000 years later, here we were reigniting and finishing off the same fire. Finishing off the fire on the same sulfur ball.
That can be hot too. I heard that the sulfur balls will burn up to 6,000 degrees. Is that true?
Well, yes, they do, but it seems that these were, this one wasn't that hot. Hot enough that I had to...
Yeah, it was a small one, the size of a marble, but it wasn't the size of a fist or bigger. I've seen, one I saw when I was in Dead Sea back in Israel back in the 90s was a little bit bigger than that.
Yes, a lot of them are, most of them are much bigger. Now, this one must have burned down almost to its last bit, and we picked up that bit.
Yeah, and then it must get covered with ash so to put the fire out.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it seems that as these burning balls of brimstone fell from the sky, they set everything ablaze, and they burnt right through everything. And as they burnt, after a while, molten material surrounding the sulfur cut it off from the oxygen.
Right.
And preserved it in the interior of the ashes. Well, as I bent to pick up a block of ash, I noticed small yellow balls embedded in this block. Each ball was, or had been, surrounded by a black crystalline shell, and around that was a reddish-black ring in the ash. Well, prying one of these out, I recognized it as sulfur, and smelling it, I knew it was sulfur. Well, here was the physical evidence. All through the ashen remains were round balls of sulfur encapsulated in burnt, that's crystalline sulfur. And as we scanned the site, at first not knowing what to look for, we saw these sulfur balls literally everywhere. But now rain had washed away the loose ash. It caused a section to fall away of a building, revealing these sulfur balls embedded right through the ashen material. And it showed that they had once been on fire. Well, what we call a burn ring surrounds every capsule and suggests that the ash itself was vitrified. And it appears that as the ashen material erodes and these sulfur balls become exposed to the surface, they fall out of their capsules and you'll see them found lying all over the ground. But we were not able to see them before because they had been covered by the loose layer of ash. Now, the Bible report claims that the Lord rained brimstone and fire on the cities. And that raises the question, how does rain fall? Well, it falls in drops. And this burning brimstone did fall in drops, which landed in the pattern that rain would fall.
Right.
And this burnt sulfur covers the remains of five cities discovered on that, this plain, which, if we relate to the Bible story, they were mentioned, the five cities, Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and
Zohar,
and all the
other
ones.
Right. Well, one thing.
Five of them, anyway.
Now, I worked with Fico, the oil engineer under Ariel Sharon, and he actually came to our meeting at the Elihan Parazim drill site for Hasty Stevens at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, near Lot's wife's pillar. And he said that it was a giant salt ball capping like a giant bottle of oil underground, probably around somewhere around 30,000 feet deep. So in other words, there's a giant batholith of oil capped off with a giant ball of sulfur, so it doesn't surprise me. The sulfur ball basically came from deep in the bowels of the earth and was capping off the oil batholith. Interesting.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We'll try the next segment. So, Jonathan, why is it important to know these ancient biblical facts about these ancient things like the Sodom and Gomorrah? Why is it important to see the shadow of things in the past are also a foretelling of the future? To give an example, and I'm the first and only one to say this, but the massive surge in fires around the world isn't just a man-made, caused by drones and so on, and directed energy weapons that are hitting some of these areas in Northern California. It's a surge of methane hydrates happening because the Earth is about to cause a lithospheric disjunction with a crust of the Earth slides. And the globalists know this, so their timeline is not determined by themselves. It's determined by the fact that they know from their partial knowledge, from lithospheric partial knowledge, that we're about to have a major slip of the crust on the mantle of the Earth, and it happens every 750,000 years. This crust will slip. And by the way, there's geomagnetic flips that happen even more often, called the zebra lines, when they're actually hauling magnetronic antennas through the bottom of the ocean to see if they can detect U-boats. They found out that there were zebra lines at the bottom of the ocean, especially near the interoceanic cleft, where the mantle actually comes up in the middle of the oceans, 32,000 miles long, this interoceanic cleft. And the ringwoodite, which is a rock from the mantle that contains about up to 5% or more to 10% water, hydrogen and oxygen are nascent, and they combine to make water, that in fact we are actually at the front edge of a massive surge of methane hydrates that will cause global warming temporarily, take 6 months to convert to carbon dioxide, and these are preceded by the geomagnetic movement of the North Pole, and now we have two South Poles. So what's going to happen, and God showed me this years ago, is that we're going to have, at some future, and I can't tell you when the date will be, but we're going to have a future time where the crust will slide at the rate of a senior citizen walking with a walker, 1.2 miles an hour, and that 1.2 miles will continue for 2 months. And in fact, during the 2 months, the Earth could actually rotate the crust as much as 1,200 miles. So if a senior's walking at 1.2 miles an hour for 2 months steady, not taking breaks or stopping for food or sleep, they'll actually move the crust 1,200 miles. And it's most likely it's going to move North America southward, which means that if it moved 1,200 miles, just to give you an example, that would mean the equator would pass through Havana, Cuba, not from northern South America, through Colombia, etc. And what that means is we're going to get a massive temperature surge, and of course the globalists use this as their way of controlling water supplies, climate, moving people away from the coast, because this could very likely precipitate tsunamis and superior superstorms like this one Florence is about to hit the coast of the United States. It also is going to cause massive crop failures, isn't it?
Well, we can really expect disaster coming.
Right, and what I'm saying is that the disasters are often led by the man, by nature, but the demonic side of mankind is going to use this as a platform to reduce world population, to control food and water supplies, and to migrate people into these resilient cities. They talk about ICLEI and the United Nations Resilient Cities Projects. So this is very deadly, and this is very much like the fact that if the people of Sodom and Gomorrah knew the disaster was coming, they would get out of the way, just like the angels warned Lot and his wife. Now, Lot's wife went back because she wanted to get stuff out of their home, and she apparently died when basically the superstorm of sulfur burned her probably to the bone near the Dead Sea, because apparently these sulfur balls burn up to 6,000 degrees, so she probably got incinerated. So that's probably what happened to her. And it's the same thing for people. They're not preparing for any disaster, are they? They think, you know, I think the book of James, it says that every day shall proceed like the last. You see that in the attitude of a lot of Christians. They think, well, if there's a rapture, it's going to be taken good out of the world to go to heaven, when in fact the rapture, which is a future time when God's going to take out evil so the earth becomes more glorified and is fit for mankind to live on. And people don't get that, do they?
No, well, Sodom and Gomorrah is an example given to us by the Lord for our day, and this is why the discovery was not found before. It was kept, evidence was kept hidden and covered up until our day.
Right.
Because now is the message of Sodom and Gomorrah for the people of the world. Now, never have cities been hit by balls of fiery brimstone and been transformed totally into ash, except these. Now, that's a unique event.
It is unique. And by the way, Franco told me that he thought the magma from that goes all the way from Turkey to Lake Victoria in Africa hit the oil field and blew the sulfur and the oil into the upper atmosphere of the troposphere and displaced hundreds of millions of tons of debris, which is why before Sodom and Gomorrah was turned into a valley called the Dead Sea, in fact, a lot of it is relatively recent. It was the well-watered Valley of Siddim, according to the book of Genesis, wasn't it?
It was a beautiful, fertile area.
Right.
Now, this was an event of judgment and also mercy. Now, suddenly the remains are identified, and Jesus offers this event as an example to people who will be alive to witness his second coming.
Right.
It's also mentioned as an example for the time of the last judgment, when fire and brimstone will rain down from the sky again. That's what we're told in the scripture, in the book of Jude and in Revelation. Now, of course, anyone can deny a find like this, but that does not alter the fact that Ron Wyatt and his team have discovered the ashen remains of what must be the cities of the plain, and myself and my team have in person confirmed the discovery is true. But the clinching evidence, I believe, is the pressed powder balls of brimstone inside the burn capsules and surrounded by burn rings embedded in ash. A phenomenon which, as far as can be determined, and we've spoken to geologists all around the world, there is found nothing like this anywhere else in the world, only in this area where these five city ruins are.
Right.
So this is unique, and it was given as an example for our day, and therefore was not allowed to be discovered until now.
And by the way, the only of those five cities that still has a village there is Zohar, which Franco told me personally, face-to-face, that Zohar was the first place where they found gas. So the first gas reserves discovered and drilled in Israel were by FICO at Zohar, which is exactly where the oil fields were bringing gas up from deep in the earth.
Very interesting.
Isn't that fascinating?
And now, the destruction of these cities is a lesson for the world today. And Jesus does this because of his love for us, his mercy. He wants us to be aware that what happened there is about to happen again, and it's going not to be fun. It's not going to be fun, and people are not going to escape it unless they're in tune with him.
Right, exactly. Now, one of the things I think people should start to understand is that what's going on now is we have a situation where the earth is in convulsions. I think there's a quote in the Bible that says the earth literally is waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. And so those convulsions of the planet and itself are actually physical as well as spiritual convulsions, aren't they?
Yes, physical and spiritual. And the physical should lead us to get into the spiritual realm.
Right. But I don't think people are prepared for that, are they? They don't see the tie-in. For example, America is being led down as a legal act to be turned into the daughter of Babylon. And it's a modern version of Babylon that's going to try to enslave mankind with the mark of the beast, which is why it's coming from America. It's not coming from Brussels or Moscow or Beijing or South Africa or Tokyo. It's going to come from the United States. And even the current king of America, Trump, the actor-in-chief, I call him, is doing some things that are very good for the economy, but he's actually laying out things like, for example, Shana Tova, the start of the Hebrew New Year. I think it's his daughter is married to a Jew and is converted to Judaism, but I think also one of his other children is married to a Jew as well. These people believe not in the ancient form of Judaism as taught during the time of the initial prophets of Israel, but a modern version of apostate Judaism that's tied directly to the Sadducees and Pharisees, basically at the time of Jesus that he called the synagogue of Satan. And people don't know that. They believe in Kabbalistic wizardry is what they do. And that's why Rabbi Schneerson was visited recently by Mr. Kushner and his wife, the daughter of Trump. And Trump honors that. He's going to rebuild the temple. People need to understand how apocalyptic Trump is, do they? I don't think so. Just because they have a full pocket of money, they should understand he's laying the groundwork for the New World Order and the world mark of beast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Johnson, you had mentioned about a notebook and other things were on break. I want you to repeat that because it's important people understand prophecy is not an optional thing. I asked a senior pastor at our church here in North County, San Diego, that we've attended on and off, and they have about 18 campuses and all the way from Carlsbad to Vista, etc., and around 40,000 people. And he said, "Oh no, we don't preach prophecy. We don't really understand it. So we're just the welcoming committee." And I think people have to understand God does things, for example, like talking about Sodom and Gomorrah and previous judgments and things like even the prophecy and the judgment and the prophecy of Joseph, which prophesied the seven fat years and lean years. In fact, earlier this spring, God gave me the word to actually put that prophecy out again. And in fact, the 7 years of Trump, which includes he's going to get reelected despite all the attacks on him. And it doesn't mean that Trump himself is, quote, you know, fantastic, or that he's the Antichrist, whatever, but it does mean that during his time, while he's doing good things for the economy and so on, much of the elements of the New World Order moving forward, like rebuilding the Jewish temple, moving the U.S. Embassy from from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and with his own children actually honoring this idea of Rabbi Schneerson and their Kabbalistic prophecies, you have to understand that Trump himself is like King Herod Agrippa. He wanted to believe John the Baptist, but when he was drunk and he gave the wishes of his new wife, who was actually the wife of his previous brother, and her daughter danced, Salome danced for him, he gave the head of John the Baptist. That's why Jesus wouldn't talk to him. So people don't understand that you can become very close, and prophecy is not just a minor thing. It's going to save your hide, because the previous prophecies give an archetype of what's coming. It also is going to save your soul. So it's not an optional thing, is it?
Not optional at all, no.
Right, but people will say that. When I hear Christians say that, it means they don't have the will of God. God puts things in the Bible not for just kind of to fill the pages of the Bible or to show just that he's God. He does it because he cares for us, doesn't he?
He loves us very much, and the prophecies are warnings for us so that we'll be safe when the time comes.
Some people assume because you have a prophetic word. I said, I have a few 3x5 cards. I don't know everything. In fact, God actually has warned me not to ask questions because he'll tell me. I think, uh-oh. If I'm asking God questions, he doesn't want to tell me yet. But there is a time when he may tell me or tell other people like yourself and others. You're trying to teach that you get a notebook. And what are you going to do with that notebook, Jonathan?
Well, I suggest every one of us get a notebook. Now, start jotting down, maybe not the whole story, maybe, but just a heading so you can remember it. Start jotting down the times in your life from as far back as you can remember, maybe even when you were a child, any time when divine intervention has actually intruded into your life, where God has actually kept you from danger, kept right. you from harm, or delivered you out of harm, or he may have spared you when you should have been killed, or he may have done something you prayed about and it's happened specifically the way you asked, for what you asked, and you realize that you'd be surprised when I started doing this, time after time after time, things that I had forgotten started coming back to me. And I now have not just a tiny notebook, I have a huge overflowing folder, countless times when the Lord God has intervened as a loving Heavenly Father in my life and done something. Now, this is what all of us should be doing. We should be taking stock of the times in our past when God has intervened.
Right.
And start praising him and thanking him. And you'd be surprised how much you're going to come up with. Your whole life will suddenly become a wonderful succession of interventions that you never had remembered.
In fact, I think when God lets you suffer, because he wants you to enter into his salvation through praise. In other words, you start praying, not condemning God, but praising him and saying, I know you're letting me suffer because you have purposes in this suffering. That do you want me to help others or help myself by praying to you for a solution?
Absolutely.
So when people, for example, contact me, I pray for them when we're dealing with their health issues. But again, remember, it expands from that. We talk about preparing physically for disaster like Florence is coming, preparing for power outages, preparing for food shortages, preparing to be there for your non-Christian friends and relatives around the area that are going to actually ask you for help. And how did you know these things? Because the Bible told you to prepare. And you see, that can be a Christian witness to actually save not only their physical health, but their soul in the time of trouble. Because the troubles are coming. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when do the troubles hit. And those times of trouble are not decades away, they're years, aren't they?
In the short time that remains, I'd like to tell you one such event that occurred in the desert of Sodom and Gomorrah here.
Right.
We were sitting there dumb, all of us, in our four-wheel drive. The motor had died. Here were six of us in one of the deadliest regions on the planet, Israel's Dead Sea Valley. And you just don't sit there in the desert and wait if you want to stay alive.
Right.
And we made so many attempts to get our four-wheel drive vehicle to splutter into life again in the middle of the desert, and it stubbornly refused. Now, I just could explain that this would be the eeriest route up and by day, and at night, stark, empty silence. It reeks of this ancient curse. It dips down between Israel and Jordan, 1,300 feet below sea level, what's known as the Dead Sea, and virtually nothing grows here. It's utterly desolate, and in summer it bakes like an oven. Now, One is hard-pressed to believe that this whole area was once like a beautiful garden, exceptionally fertile.
Right.
Well, this day, the sun was blazing hot, the plain was a furnace, the temperature was 49 degrees Celsius, that's 120 Fahrenheit, in the shade, if you could ever find shade.
Right.
In summer, one could explore no longer than about 30 minutes at a time, because dehydration is rapid and fierce. And we were feeling it. We were drying out. And my mind drifted back to a previous visit when after just half an hour I'd found myself several times searching for a rare spot of shade to sit down and drink and drink. And on some of those breaks it had taken me an hour before I was ready to move back into the heat again.
Right.
And the heat was reflecting up from the ashes of the ancient fire. Now here we were again. Six of us from a mixed team from America and Australia, and my wife and myself, and we lifted the trunk and we fiddled. We tried to start the motor again. We kept fiddling, turning the ignition key, wiping away the sweat, letting the motor cool. Well, cool, no, it remained blistering hot. And Brett tried, and Dane tried, and David tried, and Peter tried, and I did my bit. And nothing worked. And 30 minutes later, we were still stumped. This was it. We had tried everything we knew. Nothing worked. The motor was dead. Well, we scanned the horizon, and in this vast emptiness, there was not another human in sight. And then I thought back that I knew that people in this very desert had died of thirst in mere hours. Well, a very comforting thought.
Right.
So we looked.
Yeah, please continue.
The prospect was grim. And then a voice broke the silence. Brett called out, "Let's pray." And I do recall that the prayer was intense, direct, and brief. And as soon as it was done, Brett got behind the wheel, and for the umpteenth time, his heart was beating wildly, and he turned the key. No wait, the motor leapt into life, sounding so normal one would never believe that we'd just been through something.
Right.
And then Josephine piped up. She said, "Why didn't we ask him first? We could have saved ourselves all that trouble."
That grief, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that because it is packed with importance that we put God first, think of him all the time, keep praising him, and no matter what's coming upon the world and what we're going to have to face, he'll pull us through. He has that desire and he has that ability, and we have that need.
Amazing, isn't it?
It forces you to
what I call a Sabbath relationship with God. See, the Sabbath isn't just a day. It's a relational position that you need to pray first and worry second. How's that?
That is right. And if you pray first, you won't have to even do the worrying.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I use that humorous analogy. If you pray first, you'll have an answer, and you won't need to worry.
That is right, yes.
Amazing.
He said, before you call, I will answer. He's just ready to help us before we even ask.
Yeah, we'll work on trying to get our audio fixed up. Perhaps we can help this weekend. We'll help you working on that. We're getting closer, though. You can hear us, and we couldn't hear you and your microphone. Thank you, Jonathan. Again, go to BeforeUs, BeforeUs.com, BeforeUs.com, and get the amazing books, videos, and ebooks, etc. from Jonathan. Support his ministry, and do ask questions, and most importantly, pray and prepare, because disaster is coming upon us, but God is always with us.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.